And now, back to the Debbie Nigro Show.
Oh, you're cracking me up with this song leading into this very serious conversation. But yeah, kind of money is serious. Funny thing about money, most people don't want to talk about it till they have to or wish they had. Hi, everybody. I'm Debbie Nigro. Very excited to introduce you to my next guest today. I put up a picture of him that I love because I think it speaks volumes to who this big brain is. He's a CEO of a company called Creative Plan Designs, CPD for short. I'm referring to him as the Superman of retirement plans. And why I say that is I have just done a lot of homework on his background, his what his clients have said, what his dedicated employees and very happy employees are saying about him. And what I find interesting about this pioneer is that it wasn't where he intended to go, but man, is that where he was supposed to land. So pick a niche and own it. You did good, Ronald Stair. Welcome to my show.
Yeah, but you stopped the music and I was trying to dance.
How good, you're my kind of guy. That's big, Ron. Mac, what do you like, Ronald or Ron?
It depends on whether you're angry with me, because my mother was the only one that ever called me Ronald.
Oh, we had that in common, too. I was Deborah when my mother was mad. Deborah Jean, actually, in the full piece of the whole thing.
No, I was Ronald.
Okay, Ron.
And I can't do this with my wife, though, who doesn't have a middle name, so that's very frustrating.
Oh, it's funny. Ron, welcome. Ron, you work hard, man. Your brain must be like wild with all this ability to understand and teach complex compliance issues and all the things that you do every day that the average person would be like really nowhere, not even know where to start. So did I read correctly that you started off, you were going to go to med school and then didn't work out and you got somehow landed over here and then the guy gave you the business to buy? And tell me a little bit about you, how you got here.
Well, I started doing this, you know, back in a long time ago, 1973. ERISA came out. The guy threw the thing on my desk and said, learn it. I was going to grad school at the time, finished my doctorate in 78, went off and taught a semester in med school, decided I couldn't stand it, called him up, said, can I come back to work? He said, sure, but you have to buy the place because I want to retire. So that's where I've been since 79.
You know, a lot of people find themselves in a crazy place like that. You know, when you're young and you had plans to go one direction or you didn't have the money to go continue that direction, or somebody wants to sell you a company and you're like, okay, and then there you are. And all these years later, do you feel that was that was your destiny?
You know, I didn't until 1983. You know, like 4 years into it, I figured out what my why was. And yeah, at that point, then it did became a destiny then.
You said something just very interesting just now. People care more about your why than anything else. Why you do what you do. Now, I call you the Superman of retirement plans. It seems like you are incredibly passionate, besides being incredibly brilliant. I read what your, you know, past clients have said about you. And by the way, this is a guy who can be very helpful to anybody who is a, you know, small or medium-sized business owner. You know, really keep you on the, make sure you're doing the right thing, you know, kind of advise and also create the plans for you. Yeah, the why. Why do you think you're the best at what you do? Because I've read from many that you are.
Well, you know, I'm one of seven actuaries in the country with a personality to start with. Supposed to be looking at your shoes.
But, well, yeah, I noticed the red scarf. I think you're making a statement. I put a picture of you up with a hat, very cool, and a beautiful red scarf. And you don't seem like the kind of personality that would be doing some, you know, because the stuff you talk about sounds sort of dry, unless it's your life, in which case, you know, it's not that dry. But, yeah, you look like you have an energy that's not typical of your industry.
You know, what we do is really important stuff, but you don't have to be an important jerk in the process.
Good point. Now, you write for Forbes, and I was reading a story that you wrote, and I think this will touch a lot of people. Maybe they want to get in touch with you just to see where they stand. It was about, you said you heard the story five times, a father who passes away. Everybody's grieving, of course, because it's the worst moment ever. But then there's, you know, an expectation of an inheritance, which they were sure, they were told it was happening. And then because of all the paperwork and the compliance, somehow these heirs are not going to get what they deserve. You've seen this story multiple times. Where do you come in on that?
Well, in these cases, all five of them were five cases last year where we brought in by the estate tax attorney who couldn't get the money out of the plan to the heirs because they didn't have proper documentation on a retirement plan. And that comes down and to like just sloppy bookkeeping, essentially.
Really? Really? I've lost both my parents, and having been the oldest, I went through a very bad experience with paperwork and things because no one talked about money in my house growing up. Very, very, you know, weird. My father died when I was young, but my mother didn't speak about it until, again, like it was too late. And then the paperwork, I was a nervous wreck. It was so much anxiety. I imagine you save people a lot of anxiety.
Well, to your point, you know, when I was growing up, if my parents talked about money, it was behind a closed door with yelling.
Yeah.
So money became a taboo subject, and it's still a taboo subject in our society. So it's easier for me to ask you about your sex life than it is to say, how much money did you make last year?
It's so true, man. Now, people don't want to talk about it. You know, I think that there's a lot of desensitizing going on in the world we live in from all places. And, you know, the human connection, human advice and advisor, people. I mean, it's hard to get through to anybody on a phone where you don't say, hold on, and it takes, you know, 3 hours and hit seven phone trees before you get a word out of your mouth. I know that you're sensitive to that and that you've put an amazing amount of people in place to help you that you've guided and taught who are into, like, the human connection, you know, the lost art of humanizing a business. So I want to give you credit on that.
Thank you.
Really important. So you get a lot of awards. I know you do. And the stuff you have to share with people, are you able to share it in a, like, layman's terms or layperson's terms?
Well, I don't know if you saw my LinkedIn profile, but the first thing it says is I can reduce all of this technology and technical mumbo-jumbo to crayon.
I think it's why I liked you right out of the gate, because you said, I can reduce this to crayons. I go, oh, this guy can make this simple. Awesome. Are you willing to look at what people have as a courtesy to see if you can help them? Is that part of what you're offering with your...
We do that all the time. It's probably 4 hours of my day every day.
Really? So what, someone would send you what? Their retirement plan? Could it be an individual, a small company, a mid-sized company?
Yeah, I mean,
you will, at no cost to them... I'm sorry.
We probably have 400 clients that are 1 to 3 people.
Okay.
So when we're talking small, we're talking micro at that space. We have about another 400 clients that have up to 100 employees, and then we have a state healthcare system. So our array of clients is pretty broad. But, you know, and what I don't want people to get confused is we don't sell assets. We're not money people. We are the compliance geeks.
Got it.
The problem is most people are sold their retirement plan by the money people who are accumulating assets and not giving advice as to the proper structure of the plan. So a client will come and say, I want a 401k plan. Why? Well, it's because everybody has one. The financial advisors will sell you a 401k plan without regard as to whether or not it's the right plan for you.
Okay.
So I have a call go ahead.
Yeah, talk about the call yesterday. I want to hear real life stuff. Go ahead.
I have an accountant call me on Sunday and says the financial advisor's taking the client and put them with one of the big record keepers. It's a one-person plan. I don't need $2,700 of record keeping fees for that plan. They could have just opened an account in the guy's name and saved him $2,700. He's only putting away $30,000. So already he's got 9% of his contribution in additional fees. He's never going to get.
So you encourage? Do you encourage accountants and others? Who else do you encourage? Financial advisors to let you look at things, or do you encourage people to tell their financial advisors or their accountants that you will take a look to see if everything's in compliance? Am I getting it?
Yes, it's all compliance.
Oh, cool.
And then we'll redesign it. Let me back up. I don't care about the employees at all unless the client tells me that he or she cares about their employees.
Okay.
I design retirement plans for the employer.
Got it.
What works for the employer?
And, You know, it's interesting because I think a lot of employers have heart and want, they try and do the right thing by their employees, especially the ones that are loyal and have been with them a while. But I don't think the employees often appreciate sometimes to what lengths an owner is trying to show good faith. And, you know, it's a lot.
Well, and it is. And it's back to that emotional component of owners being willing to, you know, tear back the curtain a little bit and say to their employees, this is what it's costing me to have you here. And this is what we take in. So sometimes it's semi-open bookkeeping and sharing, you know, it with people.
Yeah. Part of what you pointed out about your own company, and you seem to have some very happy people working for you, which is because I know you go to great lengths to be a caring, I believe, you know, person and teach the leadership skills to other small businesses and medium-sized businesses about the importance of, you know, the employees around you. But you said at one point you had left one place and went to another and took your employees that were assets. You took the employees that were assets. And for many companies, I do believe that they can't underestimate the assets in some of the people that they have in their company and don't want to lose.
Well, that's human capital. You know, we all have employees. Well, not all, because I don't any longer. But at one point, I had employees that were assets, and then I had employees that were overhead.
Yep. And right now, with everybody paring back because the world is insane, you know, a lot of people
are actually hiring.
So, what are you finding there? What's going on in your world? I'm sorry, we have like a beat off for some reason in this in my headphones today, so I apologize if I'm stepping over you. What are you hearing like in the last few months in your world that's maybe different than before?
Well, consolidation's going. There's been a race to the bottom in our industry for years as to how little I can charge you to do what I do, but nobody talks about value and of consulting. So after a while, there's no free. So when the big box places come and say, we're going to do this part for free, no, you're not. You're just hiding the fee someplace else. But that has become everybody's focus of how little it's going to cost. And the more consolidation that occurs, the fewer customer service people you have. So if you like calling Cablevision or you like going to the DMV, this is what's going to happen to you in your financial space.
Oh, it's painful just hearing you say those words.
Oh, but that's what it is. And now you're going to have this indecipherable pile of choices online someplace that you as a civilian have to try to figure out what the question even means.
Oh, it's very
hard. So invariably, you're going to check the wrong box and do something that's incorrect.
Yeah. So once again, I love the idea that you, as a courtesy, review people's retirement plans. Companies, small and mid-sized business owners can just send them to you. Where? How do they get in touch with you? How does this process happen?
Yeah, they send us an email. They pick up the phone and make a phone call. We actually answer the phone because we have real transhumans.
I know. It's such an I spoke to a lovely gal who works with you, Rochelle. I just want to do a shout out to her because she's an example of how nice to talk to a wonderful human being on the phone. And don't underestimate.
Don't say this on the air. She's going to want more money now. I can't do that.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. But she was lovely. You know, I always give somebody a shout out when they deserve it. But, you know,
no,
you made a point about human contact. And there is a giant frustration going on right now, and it's all generations who, like, can't get through to anybody or spend hours on the phone for a health insurance or it goes on and on and on with a level of frustration. So I want to congratulate you, A, on humans and the human connection, and B, on being a pioneer in an area where, you know, who has time to know all the things you know and really have to know? So for anybody
right
out
now,
there who
needs... There's only 61 CPEC-certified TPA firms in the United States, so there's 60 other business owners that are similar.
Awesome. But you're over here. You're the superstar. I love your recommendations from all your past clients. They're like, wow, and they like kind of bow down to you. We're at the end of our time together, but I do want to tell people who are listening, if you want to get in touch with Ronald Stair, the CEO, you can go to his website, cpdltd.com. Creative Plan Designs, and I'll be posting more information for you to get in touch with him. Thanks, Ronald. You've been wonderful.